My name is Joseph Quaha, and I'm calling out of FBI Chester. As my buttocks are planted firmly upon this top bunk, my legs are dangling off the side of it. My feet are circling counter and clockwise, and my gaze is affixed to my tightly grasped tablet while I exude my truest thoughts and philanthropic characters that form every expression. What have they become in this moment? Well, they've become a mixture of many things. The most dominant thought that I consistently have is, who cares? Why is that thought even so dominant? When I once carried myself as if I didn't care about the welfare of anyone other than myself. Could it be that my own growth has revealed how viable it is to care? Or could it be that I only care because I want people to care for me? I have to be honest. I do want people to care for me. Who doesn't want people to care for them? But that is not my reason for caring. I care because through love, dignity, grace, mercy. I care because through love, dignity, grace, mercy, and forgiveness, it is essential. And if humanity has even the slightest chance at thriving, caring has to be a part of that foundational process. So, whether I know you or not, I care, because I understand how valuable it is. The meaning of the word care can vary depending on who you ask. But can it really? To care is to simply or simply not show a concern for the welfare of others. The key words are concern and welfare. When someone is concerned, whatever they're concerned with becomes a matter of interest. And whether it's a human, and whether it's an animal or a human that person is concerned about, the welfare of that animal or human becomes the focal point. The acts of caring people are carried out in various ways. So, if there is ever a question about who cares and who doesn't, don't listen to what they say. Pay attention to what they do. But if someone's actions fall short of what we consider to be caring, they don't care at all, I guess the answer to that question lies in what it means to care. Caring, continual, or continuous? Because there's a difference in the two. Both words mean continuing and definitely, but continuous means continuing without interruptions, whereas continual implies a repetition of intervals. So my guess is that caring is more of a continual thing, because caring is in whatever moment it falls. And whenever that moment is relived, caring takes place again, which becomes a repetition with intervals. At times, are people too busy to care, or is it that they feel powerless in this world, so they'd rather remain silent and actionless? There are many people in this world who stand by doing nothing because they feel that their efforts will result in no progress. So, if they're standing by remaining silent and doing nothing, does it mean they don't care? Again, what does it mean to care? Is caring a thing where actions are required? Of course it is. Because if you see someone fall, caring alone isn't going to pick them up. Honestly, I genuinely care more than I ever did in the past. Needless to say, I grew within this prison environment. It has forced me to reflect on what it is to be a human and how I must perform in order to make a difference in others' lives moving forward. I will not make any attempts at convincing others that I cared in the past, because had I did, this would not even be a topic. When I see children dying and parents crying, it does something to me. If those tragic events don't spark a care within the people who witness them, then they don't have blood running through their bodies, and therefore, they are not human. I realize that caring is very important, because when you care for someone, that's someone's perspective form, which creates the thoughts. Those thoughts produce the actions, and the possible results of those actions are they'll care for others in similar ways. Without caring, a culture of carelessness is created, and we all know the harsh reality of a careless culture. Just look around. It's everywhere we turn. If we all take on responsible roles in whatever environment we find ourselves, the mentality of people would drastically change. If we don't, I can guarantee you that someone else will be writing these exact words. 1,000 years from now in a different way.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.